We were commissioned, I mean, I don't want to bore the listeners with the kind of personal anecdotes, but the, you know, if you imagine, we were a very young practice. I think I was 29 or something. I can't remember what age I was, but I was very young, and Jamie was a couple of years older than me. So we're a young practice, we're very inexperienced. Jamie came from the, particularly the Foster School. I came from the Rogers one, but I had a particular, I'd worked in the States, and I suppose the idea of the of taking buildings like the Daily Express and the Philadelphia building came from me, because that's what I felt the precedent should be, and Jamie was very comfortable with that. And I recall we did, you know, freehand drawings for the submission. We did a very simple kind of plastic model, a little model, 1 to 500 scale, which is somewhere still in the office. And we presented, I think, two A1 boards and a model, and we won the commission. And in these days of complex contractual relationships, we had, I think, of one exchange of letters with Olympia New York commissioning us for the project. And I think the fee was about £750,000 or something, which is a huge amount of money. And that's it. We had one, you know, it was a file of, you know, and they were honourable people, Olympia New York, as they still are now with Canary Wharf Limited, and George Iacobescu, who is still runs Olympia New York, was our client, and he was, he's exactly now as he was then. We had direct access to his boss, Paul Reichman from Olympia New York. You know, they were just an amazing organisation. I remember we did all sorts of things. I remember there was a Sunday, I think, that we used to have a little studio in Holland Park where we actually bought a little building which we use as sort of overflow space. And so we built, basically hand-built, a mock-up of the facade in our studio. We built it, our model builders built it. It was just to show Mr. Reichman, or Mr. Paul as he was known, what it would be like to be in an office space, because we had a sort of semi-translucent, it's called a fritted lower and upper section of the facade. So when you sat in your office, you would look out over, you'd get obviously a window view, but the whole glass wall of the office had a sort of translucent upper and lower part. And he was a bit, I think, uncertain about how it would feel if you were in the office building. I mean, everybody liked the aesthetic, but I think he was a bit concerned because he'd never seen this sort of technique, how it might work. So we invited him to our office. And I remember we waited for Mr. Paul, who was known, was a little delayed. We had the mock-up, that we were all slightly nervous. We'd brought coffee and biscuits and orange juice and all this stuff for him. And I remember it was a very warm afternoon, and we opened the door out onto Notting Hill Gate, wherever it was, and people passed and looked in. And then eventually we heard that Mr. Paul was about to arrive. You know, this is the big guy. So he came in, very naughty, very, very graceful guy, and he apologised and very quietly for being late. And we said, of course, that's fine. He looked at it. He sat in a desk, which he had to climb up the sort of scaffolding. He sat down, he nodded, he said, that's fine, you know, I'm happy with that. And he left. And I only found out subsequently that he'd been having lunch with Margaret Thatcher, which, as I understand, was a time when he persuaded her, charmed her, into supporting the Jubilee Line extension to Canary Wharf, which was the absolutely critical thing that was needed in order that it connected back to the city, because there's only the DLR at that point, which is, you know, was a kind of rickety, like kind of fairground railway. And the Jubilee Line extension to Canary Wharf was the thing that made the project succeed. Without it, the project probably would have failed, or certainly would never have developed in the way it did. And I'll never forget, you know, he was very apologetic, but of course he'd been with Mrs. Thatcher and persuading her to extend the Jubilee Line.